I will rise. Summary of what he has done for us, crossing from 2020 to 2021. Father, thank you. Very, very quickly, Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. The same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? No faith. No faith. And they feared exceedingly. And said one to another, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. The Lord bless his word. And they came over to the other side. You shall cross over to the other side. Faith for the adventure. Part 2. Faith for the adventure. We shall be looking at the necessity of faith, understanding the necessity of faith. We shall understand the process of faith. We shall understand the outcome of faith. The necessity of faith, the process of faith, the outcome of faith. We have said that life is an adventure, a journey, a cruise, a sailing, a crossing. We journey, we cruise, we sail. We cross from second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. And from time into eternity, we are on a journey. We just crossed from 2020 into 2021. And now we have begun a journey, a cruising, like Jesus and his disciples, to the other side. And in that journey, we saw the necessity of faith. That journey would not have ended where they were going if there was no faith. Why is faith necessary in this journey of life? Number one, faith is necessary to handle the sudden storms and winds of life. Sudden storms, winds, and in fact, floods of life. Things that arrive without notice. Jesus took a journey with his disciples. And then arose the storm, arose the wind, arose the flood. But faith was on ground to handle it. Why is faith necessary? Last year we saw this storm called COVID ravage the world. Faith is necessary. Number two, faith is necessary to prevail over the conflict with the forces of darkness. To prevail over the conflict with the forces of darkness. We live in a world where there is a continuous conflict between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. A world of great contest. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand." One of those armor is faith in verse 16. And then he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. A young lady said to me during the crossover vigil, she was watching over down in the southwest part of this nation. She sent a message. And about the time I said that there is an asthmatic attack on someone, and this asthmatic attack came because of an arrow of the enemy who ate something or something. She said at that time she was battling with life and death. Suddenly breath was going, chest was tight. This same attack had killed about 3 people in the family before that time. And battling, all of a sudden, she heard that word on the screen. She said as if a rope was untied from the chest. Then suddenly, breath came. Am I communicating at all? It's a continuous battle. The fact that you go to church is a pain in the heart of some witches. Am I communicating? The fact that you don't follow them to drink alcohol, you don't follow them to live like they live, is a pain in the heart of some people. We wrestle. But that is not the news. The news that is that we have the victory. And faith is our victory. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce to someone here today, every storm that shall rise in 2021 against your life, you will overwhelm that storm before it arrives. everywhere from the kingdom of darkness where they are warring against your life and your destiny, where they are burning incense and burning candles and took a piece of your hair, a piece of your cloth or your picture, and enchanting and invoking your name or against your business and everything, I stand by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of fire. I declare that coven is roasted by fire. I declare that coven is roasted by fire. Somebody shout power! Take your seat. If they molested you, humiliated you, harassed you before now, it is not this year. It will not be this year. It cannot be this year. To win, to prevail over the conflict with the forces of darkness, faith is needed. Number three, to actualize divine promises and prophecies, faith is needed. To actualize divine prophecies and promises, to force the things God spoke concerning your life into manifestation, faith is needed. He said that you be not slothful, but be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. There are things God promised you before now, and there are things we heard across the cross overnight. It takes faith to take them. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15. Joshua speaking, he said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which be on the on your fathers which are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. At the end of serving the Lord, he said, there has failed not one word of all that God spoke. And Joshua did that by faith. I speak to somebody here today. Everything that appeared to be failing before, that is a prophecy concerning your life, a promise of God from scripture, I declare this year, they shall be forced into manifestation. Including the prophetic word for this year, they shall be forced into manifestation. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. It must happen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. To actualize divine promises, and finally, to cover necessary grounds and make needed impact in your lifetime. To cover necessary grounds and make needed impact in your lifetime, faith is mandatory. Impact and exploits are a product of faith as far as life is concerned. He said, time will fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 34. Who through faith subdued kingdoms. They made, they wrought righteousness. They obtained the... What more shall I say? Time will fail me. Move on to now verse 44. He said, those true faith subdue kingdoms. They wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. If faith is not available, existence becomes existence without relevance. Age without change. You know, there's something I call the trinity of adversity. It happened in the family of Abraham before Abraham broke it. It is called, one, existence without relevance. Two, dying before time. exist without relevance, dying before time, starting without finishing. Evil. Abraham's father started without finishing. Lot's father died before time. Abraham himself existed without relevance until God called him and pulled him out. You need the force of faith for your life to be meaningful and impactful. For your life, for your existence to be meaningful and impactful. And I decree to somebody here that those evils will never be mentioned near you. Existence without relevance shall never be your portion. Dying before your time shall never be your portion. Hey! And I announce today, starting without finishing can never be your portion, never be your story, and never be the story of your family. In the name of Jesus. See, after me, I matter to this generation. God is aware, and the devil is aware. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the process of faith? Faith to live as we have said. What is the process? Number one, understand the will of God for the moment. Understand the will of God for your life, for the moment. I want to say something, I don't want you to forget it for life. Faith begins where the will of God is known. You don't doubt God if you know what He wants. The will of God is answered prayer waiting to be prayed. What he said in 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. His will, the knowledge of His will, is the birthplace of confidence. This is the confidence that we have, that if we have anything, ask anything according to His will. The knowledge of His will is the birthplace of confidence. When you know His will, your ruggedity shift level. When you know what God wants, you begin to operate like a reckless drunkard. Am I speaking? You are drunk on His will. That was why Elijah came and said, there shall be no rain here. There shall be no dew here, except by my word. And he turned. That was a man talking as if he is God. Not except by the word of God. Except by my word, because me and God, we have already concluded it. And he asked me to come and speak on his behalf. The will of God is that if Israel is serving idols, they are not entitled to rain. I saw that in the book. I heard that from God. Rain cannot fall if they are serving Baal. So I am here to announce no rain until I return to say otherwise. Shakobagadagala. The will of God, the knowledge of His will is the birthplace of faith. Confidence in life escalates when you know what He wants. What God wants for your life is waiting for you to pray it. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? I decree today, every blindness and deafness concerning the will of God in your life is arrested forever. Every every confusion regarding what God wants you to do with your life is over forever. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. One day, I was about to pray for somebody on crutches. And even before I prayed, I saw the person walking without a crutch. That is, I saw the person walking without a crutch. So that eliminated the prayer. Bring your crutch. Walk. God will cause you to understand His will in this season. So, understand the will. Now, God has spoken especially to us across this season. What He wants us to experience in this season. We are in the 21st year of the 21st century. 21 is 7 and 7 and 7. 7 plus 7 plus 7 equals 21. 7 times 3 equals 21. 7 means rest. 7 means perfection. 7 means restoration. So I multiply your rest. I multiply your restoration. I multiply your perfection. Hey! Hey! Ay, 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 ay. So we are in a season where things must be restored. We are in a season where things must be released. We are in a season where things must be recovered. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Take your seat. Having done that, connect the written number 2. Connect the revealed will of God with the written will of God to guarantee fulfillment. What God has revealed, whether in vision or in revelation or in dream or in inner witness or inner voice or whatever it is that God has revealed and made clear to you, connect it with the written. The written will is the Bible. The revealed will is the one He spoke to you. That is what it means to hear twice. Psalm 68 verse 11. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard that power belongs to God. Power is released if you can hear it twice. Power belongs to God. Power is released if you heard it twice. First of all, you heard it in your ear or in your heart or in your dream or in your vision. Then you heard it from the world. The outcome of it is power. Number 3. Renew your mind. Renew your mind with the voice or word of God to you. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Renew your mind. Renew your mind with the voice of God. Renew your mind with the word of God to you. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Change the way you think. One major purpose of Scripture is the renovation of mentality. It takes a changed mind to experience a changed life. A change of thought will translate into a change of result. Let me give you a practical example. I saw in the Bible that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. From that moment forever, I realized that nobody owns any property on earth. Nobody. Nobody owns anything on earth. Everybody is a caretaker. The earth is the Lord's. Is the Lord's. Is the Lord's. Is the Lord's. Every land, anywhere, any building, any structure, anywhere is the Lord's. and the fullness thereof. God is the owner of all lands. If God is not the owner, the person who bought the land, who did he buy it from? Somebody. That person bought it from who? Somebody. Okay. The first person who had it, bought it from who? The first person who says the owner of the land got it from who? He got it from who? You know that what that does to me? Any land or property God wants me to get, even the caretaker has no choice. It must be released. Even the person claiming to own it now has no choice in the matter. He must release it. He can name his price. If his price is not comfortable with me, I negotiate the price and take delivery of it at my terms. One of our pastors said they have a property beside their church and they want to, some people from the other religion to buy it. Send me that text yesterday. They want to pick it up and turn it into something just side by side by the church. I said, never allow that to happen. Talk with the owner now and let it be delivered today, this Sunday. That is what I mean by allowing the way you think to change. God, when you understand what I'm talking, you are not begging. If the person says he won't sell it, you tie it down. It's tied down. Nobody will buy it. You didn't hear of the donkey that was tied down? By the mercies of God, there is no property anywhere we wanted that we have not gotten and we can't get. Nowhere. This is needed for God or for church. Go and sleep. It is done. Just go and rest. Am I communicating at all? When we wanted to buy property, they said there is nothing on the airport road anymore. I said there is. God showed me something in the revelation of the night. There is something there. After a long time, I anointed one of our members here, who is a property agent. I said, go on the airport road, on your way going. After the so-and-so signboard there, just look right. The property is there. Go there and find it. Within 7 days, he came back and said, I have found. Long story made short, we are here. Hey! Today I prophesy a change of mentality. A change of mentality. A change of mentality. A change of mentality. I prophesy it upon you. Receive it now! Take your seat. Know that will of God. Connected to the written will of God. Allow it to change your mind. Renew your mind with the voice of God, the word of God. Let it change your thought. Number 4, identify instructions to obey. Instructions to obey. Just find them. You used to say, God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, and pay close attention, for God has something to say. Exodus 23 and in verse 25, the scripture said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. You want God to bless? Serve. Look for instructions to obey. That is number 4. Number 5. Proceed into practical obedience. Practical obedience of the word. Proceed into practical obedience. Beloved, it's important to know that faith is not just a thought. Faith is a walk. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Faith is a walk. Until you are taking some steps, you are not in faith yet. Faith will make you to make moves. Faith causes you to take steps. There have been times in my life where I have paid tight ahead. Not even know that. If I was receiving 10,000 naira a month and I want to start receiving 20,000 naira a month, I began to pay the 2,000, the tithe of what I wanted to receive. I'm not just believing it, I am walking it. I took myself into that realm before the realm came. If the realm will not meet me, I will meet it. Hey! If the realm will not meet it, me, I meet it. Petrus was said, if the Holy Spirit does not move me, I move him. That is, me and him must work together. If he's not doing something with me, I will do something to move him. Hallelujah. Proceed in practical obedience. And there are times where you ask God for his help to obey. Father, I want to obey you. I want to take these steps. I want to make these moves. Help me to obey. And finally, praise God. Both in advance and in appreciation of every desired result. You praise in advance, you praise in appreciation. Praise God, both in advance and in appreciation of every desired result. What you are expecting has not happened, you are praising. What you are expecting has happened, you are overpraising. A master took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks before it ever multiplied. He gave thanks before it ever multiplied. I see something changing for somebody. And if you are that person, say the loudest amen. What is the outcome of your faith? It's constant. 2 things. The whole month we'll be dealing on the subject of faith. But for today, it is victory over the forces of darkness. We saw taking the shield of faith, wherein you quench the fiery darts of wickedness. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I don't know why our people say elephant child cannot suffer convulsion. It's a proverb. Maybe because of the size of his body. Lion dying of hunger is an abomination. In the same manner, for a woman of faith, a man of faith, to be defeated by the devil is an impossibility. For a man in faith, a woman in faith, to be defeated by the forces of witchcraft is not only impossible, it cannot happen. So it is impossicant. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? And I like you to keep it in your mind. The Bible says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In my name, you shall cast out devils. If you have authority over devil, Gabadiah, devil their father, then one little devilet calling himself a witch. He says, I give you authority over their overall, their commander-in-chief. Eh? I give you power to deal with python. Then you are fearing baby snake that you can crush with your leg. That is a waste of fear. That's the mentality with which I work. I have authority over your father, the devil. I have authority over your sender, the one who equipped you. I am superior to him. Who are you? Even if it was Lucifer himself who possessed you, I have authority over him. It doesn't matter how many rings he has on his finger. It doesn't matter how many people he has killed before. You are the one to kill him. Hey! And the devil is too busy to possess a tiny witch. Just one little other little devil. I announce to you today, the last time they jubilated over you and your family shall be the last forever. I announce today, by the authority of Jehovah, your victory over the forces of hell from today is hereby confirmed. Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat. You need to be in faith to keep the devil and his agents where they belong. Finally, the outcome of faith is connection with the blessing of God. They that be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. There is blessing in believing God. Psalm 27, verse 13. I had fainted, except I believed to see the blessing of the Lord in the land of the living, the goodness of the Lord. I would have given up until my faith came alive, and then I saw the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You shall not faint. Between you and the devil, it is the devil that will give up. Maybe it is not you that I'm talking to. Between you and the witchcraft forces, they are the ones that will give up for you. I don't know who God sent me to be, but between you and the forces of evil, between us and the forces of evil in this nation, the forces of evil in this generation, they are the ones that will give up for us. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat. Give the Lord another shout of victory as you take your seat. This year holds a lot of promise. My spirit is aflame with expectation of what God will do. But like we have seen, God moves when people move. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And the Lord went with them. God moves when people move. Draw near to me, I will draw near. You take one step towards God, God will take more steps towards you than you can count. Say that again. When you take one step towards God, God will take more steps in your direction than you can count. I took a few steps towards God, and he took multiplied steps. One man met me the other day with his family. He began to chronicle the testimonies of his life. Somebody struggling to survive right now is in level something beside businesses that he has. This one is rolling in money. That one is rolling in money. This one. Houses, not from stealing or fraud, from diligence and from impartations of blessing. You say, Pastor, what God has used you to do in the lives of people, you don't have an idea. You say, you don't have an idea. You don't know it. I've been to places where they said, just to let you know about this woman who was listening to one message the other day and her blind eye opened. We don't have a clue. You take one step towards God. He takes more steps towards you than you can count. If you are lost in God, you can no longer be lost in this world. You find your place in life if you determine to be lost in God. Am I communicating? In our year of enlargement, our year of multiplications and increase and replications and recoveries and restorations and releases, what is our responsibility? What will you do for God to do his own? Hear me carefully. Number one is called faith bearing. Hold on. You remember the Shunammite woman? She was barren until she decided to forget her barrenness and face the unction of Elisha. Built the house for the anointing, not just for the man, for his ministry and for whatever he represented. That died the barrenness forever. Preserved the child. Because she decided to move towards God. God moved towards her. Don't wait this year for things to happen for you. Happen them. What did I say? Don't just sit down waiting for things to happen. Just happen them. Force them into happenings. By your action. Aggressive, rugged action. Number one action is fruit-bearing assignment. That is soul-winning assignment. He said in Psalm 92, verse 13 and 14. Psalm 92, 13 and 14 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. There are some old people among us, 70, 80 and beyond, who will win souls like teenagers? They shall bring forth fruit in old age. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. 61 verse 3. Look at what it says in scripture. It says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Somebody say amen. We are trees of righteousness, and trees bear fruit. In John chapter 15, let's read from verse 1. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now verse 16 is telling us what that fruit is all about. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Bring the harvest of souls. That your fruit should remain. So that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you. Fruit bearing. Soul winning. It will answer questions that you have been asking and questions you never asked. Somebody say amen. Minimum a soul a week. I mean, a month, that is. According to Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. Revelation chapter 22 and in verse 2. He said, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. Every month, souls. Every month. I'll give you a story. When we told people in the area, one church many years ago, go out and win souls. One young lady who had been trusting God to be married went out to, she was not even in town, she was in Asaba. But because that is, I think she went travel for official assignment or something. Because there is a mandate to win soul, I'm not in town, let me win soul where I am. She went on street evangelism. And she began to preach to somebody who was already a believer. Say, I came to tell you Jesus is Lord and to let you know the blessing of the Lord is upon you. The man is looking at her. And the Holy Spirit said, you have found your wife. You have found your wife. He's nodding his head. Okay, tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. And afterwards he said, you know what? I'm already a born again Christian. I like your fire. I like your zeal. Can I know more? That was how physics started. Led to chemistry. Hey! I won't say the rest. Fully married, established because of instruction. Take your seat. A young man went out on evangelism. And somebody said, where is your car? He said, I don't have a car. What? And you're working for God like this? Free car from a stranger on evangelism. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. This next Sunday, we shall be printing a fruit-bearing card, fruit-bearing assignment card, that will have the column for 12 months, where you will be ticking. This is not just inviting people to church, it's planting them. Old schoolmates, neighbors, friends. See what Jehovah does. Say, Lord, it's my year to enlarge. I enlarge your kingdom. That is number one. We'll make the cards available next Sunday. Number two is the kingdom enlargement praying. Where the prayer is no longer centered on your needs, but prayer is now involved in the winning of souls, the changing of lives, revival in our nation, changing the story in our land. Every single day of your life. In Luke chapter 10 verse 1, Jesus appointed 70 and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself will come. And he said unto them, the harvest truly is great and the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest field. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, he said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. We are going to print the prayer bulletin that will have prayer points for soul winning, prayer points for revival, for the move of God, for kingdom enlargement in the land. We'll give it to you next Sunday. So you know the prayers to pray. That's the first thing to pick, because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. Father, and you see it in the other. When you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. What did he say? Hallowed be thy name, what? Thy kingdom come, what? Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And then the next one is what? Give us this day. You are not permitted to pray for daily bread until you have prayed for kingdom expansion. Until you have prayed kingdom enlargement. The prayer for job, prayer for wife, prayer for child, prayer for business breakthrough must come after prayer for the enlargement of the kingdom. That is the order of my personal prayer. That's my personal prayer order. After appreciation, it is prayer for the explosion of God's purpose on the earth. For souls to be won. That's my personal prayer schedule. Am I communicating at all? And so many people, first thing they meet God with is a quarrel over something. Lord, in fact, I'm tired of asking you this thing. No, not so. We'll produce the bulletin. Next Sunday you'll have it. Is anybody excited about that? You will know what to pray about, how to channel your prayer. It won't be too much. We'll be updating it from time to time. And then, by the time that is done, you are not just going out physically for evangelism now, but you are doing this practically. And while you are doing that and saying the kingdom of God must be enlarged, God is saying the devil that can keep you tiny has not been found. And I can assure you, from the experience of what God has done in our little life and what God is still doing, that it works. So, that is kingdom enlargement praying. Number three is kingdom expansion giving. Beyond your tithe, beyond your offering. Lord, this is my seed for the month of January towards church planting, towards rugged rural evangelism, especially church planting. Last year I told you that we are having nations invasion. The invasion of the nation, invasion of cities, invasion of towns, invasion of villages this year with thousands of churches planted, with church buildings built. Some give the Lord a clap of hand if you're excited with that. We already did that. You saw some of the churches planted in rural areas in Benin State the last December. Churches everywhere planted this year to be more. Some of you will build whole churches. Everybody who believes you will have enough resources to do that, shout the loudest amen. Some of you, it will be the church in your own village, in your own state, in your own clan, in your own hamlet. Shout the loudest, amen. When I mentioned it, I believe that was November, December, a couple told me, sir, you are really hearing God, sir. He said, because God already told us to build a dynamic church in their village, in their town. And they are already preparing to start it before that was done. Last December, I dedicated 4 churches. Out of those 4, 2 of them, 3 of them were built 100% by 3 different individuals. 100% furnishing, equipment, seating, tasteful, taste. 1, the church was already at the lintel level. Then one member came and worshipped there one Sunday. He went to the village, worshipped once. This church is at this level. From here now to conclusion, I take it over. That was how it was done. I believe that more of that shall be multiplied this year. Multiplied this year. Multiplied this year. Multiplied this year. Shout the loudest, amen. And for some, it's at your level. 500 naira a month. 1,000 a month. 5,000 a month. 1 million a month. 5 million a month. Is that too much? It can never be too much for God, even far more than that. Somebody wants some persons a church a month, a church a month, a church a month. Shout the loudest, amen. That was what the centurion did in Luke chapter 7, from verse 3. His servant was sick, and the elders of the Jews came in verse 4 to tell Jesus, please, any help this man needs, do it for him. Anything. Why? He loves our nation. He has built us a church. Before they could finish, Jesus said, let us go. Let's go. One man built a whole church. Whatever be your need, let me know. And the man said, that you want to come is enough for me. Don't come anymore. Just say one word, my servant will be healed. What? You are both generous and you have such level of faith. That is what happens. When you become committed to the kingdom, God will not just intervene, but personal visitation. That is kingdom, expansion given, above tithe, above offering. Now, again, the card for that will be made available. What God is leading in your heart between you and God to do monthly, month by month to be there, you'll be ticking it. Why this is necessary is that at the end of every month, the beginning, the first Sunday of every month like this, we shall present those three cards. The soul winning one, the one we are using to pray, and then the one of our giving. We shall lift them up before God. First of all, to thank God for the help and the privilege to do this. Second, to receive more grace to do that. Third, to keep him reminded. Thank you for the privilege to do up my part. Lord, go ahead, do your part. We do that every single month. And next week, it shall be done. Now, finally, number four is sell multiplication effort. Where the Dunamis home church, the same way the churches are exploding around this nation, the same way the home church is scattering every street, every neighborhood. When you plant altars, now everywhere you plant a home church, you have established the altar of this commission. It's altar versus altar. Native doctor altar, occult altar, witchcraft altar. Am I communicating? I tell you a story. One man was sick with liver disease. Very, very sick. I think they wanted to take him to India also for treatment, but no solution. It looks like the money to go wasn't there. He came to church, heard something like this. He said, well, let me give my home as home church. And he gave his home. First Sunday, the first Saturday, first home church meeting, as they were singing praise in his parlor, a lady tenant in the boys' quarter ran to where they were. I'm sorry. I want to confess. First home church meeting. I am the one who sent that thing into the man. I am the one. I'm responsible. For real? What is the fault of a man for housing you as tenant? He gave his... He didn't know that not every human being is alone. There are many people, they are working with devils. Some of them are mobile altars. You give them house, you establish an altar. And you have to be on fire to quench their altar. There are people who pack into a new house and their dream becomes upside down. Am I communicating? Upside down. No rest, no peace. I entered this house, I have never rested. That's the reality of the world we live in. And so, by the time you say, this is an altar for the Lord, you bring a home church in that neighborhood. You brought an altar there. And I want every home church leader, you don't just start home cell in a house. Dedicate it the way we dedicate church. This year, we are going to bless the oils and then dedicate the homes like a new church dedication. Making demands on the altar of the commission to be established in that house. And let us see the devil in that neighborhood that will survive. Somebody lift your hands and shout, power! 2 Samuel chapter 6, Verse 11. We saw how the altar of God in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite exploded the blessing of the Lord in that house. And everything turned. I see everything turning for somebody. So, what do? Be involved in the home sale yourself. Make your home available. And for the sake of saturating the land this year, God will give you a house of your own. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loud must say amen. All right, quickly roll the clip of the home church very quickly. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody excited at the things that will be happening this year? Can you see explosion this year in your life? Can you see explosion this year in your family? If you see, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. How many of us are genuinely excited? You know things are about to change. Drastic. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Start from the beginning.
It is amplification. Growth is... What is growth?
Start from the
growth
beginning.
It is development. It is expansion. It is an... What is growth? Growth is development. It is expansion. It is enlargement. It is increase. It is augmentation. It is rise. It is extension. It is amplification. Growth is what we have experienced and still experiencing since we joined. Oh, and when I say when we joined, I mean Sister Esther and I. Yes, when I joined the Dunamis Home Church, I didn't join with the aim of achieving anything in particular. But along the line, with each passing fellowship day, I found myself loving everything and everyone in that home church. I decided to be more committed and active in the fellowship. And this led to the discovery of potentials I never knew I had. We would rub minds on each topic for each day, and it was interesting to listen to others' view and insight on different subjects, and also have them listen to my view and insights too. Oh, how I love the neighborhood evangelism we do from time to time. And before you knew it, our cell became enlarged to the point it gave birth to 3 other home cells. And yours truly was appointed to head one, while Sister Esther, yes, our ever faithful and committed Sister Esther, was appointed to head the second one. And Bro Ben was appointed to head the third one. From home cell leader, I actually became an area coordinator. And before you knew it, leadership responsibility located me again, and I was made a zonal coordinator. Dunamis Home Church gave me the platform to serve God in different ways. And today, I am currently a minister with the commission, having perceived and received the call of God on my life. And lest I forget, Sister Esther is currently a district coordinator and still growing. In fact, we all are still growing. So what are you still waiting for? If you are not yet a member of Dunamis Home Church, kindly indicate by raising your hands and the ushers will give you a slip. Please fill it up and submit it. Or you can go to the home church desk in front of the church auditorium, just by the glory gate entrance, and you will be told the home cell closest to you.
Somebody say amen. Well, this got, came in between. How many of us are members of the home church currently? Let me see your hand up. Exciting. This is very, very exciting. So your assignment now is to go and multiply the homes. Now drop your hand. How many of us have given our homes for home cell locations? My hand is up as well. Excellent. The Lord bless you for your effort. Now, if you are not yet a member of the home cell, can you lift up your hand and they will give you the slip? Yes, that's right. Go ahead and give them the slip. Right in the neighborhood near you, there is a location. Lift up your hands. You will fill in that slip, your name, and details, your name, address, telephone, you intend to be a host, you intend to be a leader, or you are a new member, and then also intending to host in diaspora, outside of Abuja, or outside of Nigeria, we have home cells, outside of all the way in America, we have a couple of home cells there as well, and all over the world. Now, so these forms are available, you can pick them up, fill them up, and then at the end of the service, which is almost here, you give it to the ushers near you or the home church desk right outside, and the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. You want to be a host? Lift up your hands as well. Now, the COVID cannot stop the plan of God on it. The church happens in the temple and from house to house. If the people have to come to the house with mask and hand sanitizer at the entrance, let it go. But let it hold. Can somebody say a louder amen? From the beginning when church opened till today, if what the devil predicted happened, would there be any church anymore? No need. There couldn't have been. At the rate of infectivity and the rate in which it ravaged the whole earth. But God is stronger than that devil. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. And so go on ahead and pick them up. God bless you. Right now, we shall be praying in a short while. Because of the urgency of what God will do this year, we are starting immediately the fast, 21-day fast tomorrow. Give the Lord a praise. Monday the 4th, we'll meet here 5:30 p.m. daily. I'm sure the media people know where the message has stopped so that all this does not enter the city. The handbills are available, invitation for your friends, and also the expectation slip is available to give for yourself to feel what you are trusting God to do in your life this year. And give a slip to one of your friends and invite them 5:30 p.m. daily. Please note, if you close from work by 5:30, still be on your way. It's better to meet a segment of the service than not to come at all. Be on your way. Saturday, we are praying in the various home cells for the sake of these home cells starting immediately with their own multiplication vision. We start immediately. If you don't know where to go on Saturday, I need to have said this in the first service, you can come to the church. If you don't know where to go, you will be directed. You will be directed. If you don't know where to go, you don't have a home church where you can go, you are not aware yet, you can come by that 5:30 on Saturday evening for at the church, and then you will be redirected. The aim of that is not just praying, but to be directed to where you must be. And the Lord bless you as you do so, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody, again, who is excited, say a loud amen. And the midweek service, this midweek Wednesday is the first preservation service for the year 2021. The first preservation. So you come with your bottles of oil, oil of preservation, and communion of escape, and they shall be blessed. And of course, coming Sunday will be an explosive Holy Ghost service. And the Lord shall bless us in Jesus' precious name. Is somebody ready for the blessing this morning? Are you ready for the blessing this morning? Stand up on your feet with a louder shout of praise. Before then, lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Appreciate God for what you have received. Appreciate Him for what you have received today. I thank you for your help today. Thank you for your mercy today. Thank you for your grace today. Thank you for your love today. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. And be thou adored. In Jesus' precious name. Everyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus. You are saying, Pastor, this is the first Sunday of 2021. I want to be genuinely born again. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to change. I want my life to change. I cannot pretend I need change in my life. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles. Pick your bags and rush to the front quickly. Let me pray for you for God to change your life. The rest of us still take your seat 1 minute. I'll give you the count of seven. One. I live for Jesus day after day. Two. I live for Jesus. Three.
Let someone make the Holy Spirit.
Your life. You want addictions broken. Tobacco smoking, alcoholism, betting, gambling, pornography, masturbation, immoral, adulterous, fornicative lifestyle, anything that has chained your life, and you are struggling to be free from it, and you want to be free today. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags. Lying, cheating, unforgiveness, bitterness. I'll give you another count of seven, and I'd like you to rush forward quickly. One.
The Holy Spirit.
Two.
I will obey.
Three.
I live for Jesus.
Four.
I live for Jesus.
And five. Six. And seven.
Let's go.
I live for Jesus. God bless you. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you, Lord. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I want to encourage you all to live for God. Serve the Lord. Do His will. Our counselors will encourage and assist you on how to study the Bible. How to pray, fellowshipping with the brethren. It'll get you filled with the Holy Spirit and all of that. Determined by yourself to serve God, to live for Him, to do His will, and that no force of hell will take you back to hell. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You remain here. Pick up your communion before we go. Now, can you stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody? Father, bless the hands of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg. In Jesus' precious name. Now pick up your offerings and lift it up. Lift them up. You are watching via the satellite, the internet. Online giving platforms are available. Somebody asked after the first service, what platform can they give for the kingdom expansion? By next Sunday, we'll give you details. If there is any separate giving different from this, we'll let you know so that you can be part of it also online. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Lift up your offerings, Father. Multiply the harvest of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever in Jesus' precious name. Pass the offerings on, and while that is going on, the communion positions will be taken. And I think that since we have enough space in the sanctuary, maybe the counselors can assist those in the front now to be seated within the sanctuary first so they can take the communion. After that, you can go to where you counsel them. All right. Go ahead, counselors.
You are marvelous, Lord. You are marvelous, yeah. We give you praise, Lord.
If you pick your communion, hold it.
Communion. You have to stand up with it. If you don't have it, you just remain seated while they come to where you are. You have it, begin to pray now and receiving from God what He has in store for you today. Open your mouth, speak to God. There are still so many people seated here. Have you received? Yes, so remain seated until they come. If you have received, you can stand. You have your communion, you stand. If you don't have, you sit. If you have your communion, you stand. In the middle here, there are many people seated right there, where you are, usher. Are you carrying a communion-less tray? A tray without communion cannot help anybody. Provided you have received it, please stand up on your feet. All right, lift it up. Place the other hand on your forehead. Once you receive the communion, you can do like that. Now, I'd like you to receive this first blessing of the year with all the passion you possess.
We declare God's blessings upon you this year in the name of Jesus. We declare the year 2021 open for your favor in the name of Jesus. And as God has spoken through His servant, we declare this year your year of release in the name of Jesus, your year of recovery in the name of Jesus, and your year of replication in the name of Jesus. I declare that your long-awaited miracles shall be granted to you. Your marital establishment be granted this year. Your children granted this year. Your promotion, your advancement this year, your academic excellence this year, and going forward, may the hand of the Lord grant you His peace in Jesus' name.
Right now, I prophesy. In 2021, Jehovah God Almighty, draw you close to Himself. Amen.
In 2021, Almighty God bless you with His presence. The Lord give you the blessing of peace in the name of Jesus. The Lord keep your ear close to His heart in the name of Jesus.
The Lord guide your efforts with wisdom. Wisdom to guide your affairs
in the name of Jesus. The Lord give you the grace to please Him with your character and lifestyle in the name of Jesus.
The Lord establish you in His perfect will and plan for your life
in the name of Jesus. The Lord grant you strength, grant you health, and grant you vitality in the name of Jesus.
The Lord draw the right people into your life.
The Lord draw, surround you with the right people. The Lord deliver you from the wrong people in 2021 in the name of Jesus.
Your strength is granted, health is granted, vitality is granted.
The Lord destroy every enemy snare. The Lord destroy the snares of the wicked.
Amen.
Destroy the traps of the enemy.
Amen.
Every trap set for you, set for your family, set for your loved ones is set on fire now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
The Lord bless you with life.
Amen.
You will fulfill your days.
Amen.
Length of days.
Amen.
Long life.
Amen.
Quality life.
Amen.
That is your portion.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord satisfy you early.
Yes, 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 yes.
This year cannot go far
until
you see your expectations.
Amen.
Right from this January. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord cause a prophetic word for this year to be fulfilled in your life.
Amen.
It's your year of release.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's your year of recovery. It's your year of restoration. Replication.
Yes.
Enlargement.
Yes.
Multiplication.
Amen.
Increase on every side.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The grace to discharge.
Yes.
Your kingdom enlargement.
Amen.
Responsibilities.
Amen.
Fruit-bearing assignment.
Amen.
Kingdom enlargement praying.
Amen.
Kingdom expansion giving. Cell multiplication effort.
Yes, yes, yes.
These graces are released upon you now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Starting from today, 2021, everywhere you turn, they shall tell you congratulations.
Amen.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Amen.
And congratulations.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Every affliction in your body is flushed out of your system.
Amen.
Now. The Lord position you where you belong.
Amen.
And I pray for our nation Nigeria. The agenda of God shall thrive.
Amen.
The agenda of hell shall die.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of victory. And go ahead, take your communion.